Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 at 6:45.
Some pretty heavy rain and wind coming today. High about 53, right now 49.
So we had a chance to go and hang at the Boston Wine Expo yesterday at the Seaport Hotel and World Trade Center and just had a fantastic time. What a cool event. Over 300 vendors. It's a weekend-long deal. But it was my contention that a lot of people that go out to these things are kind of like me and they don't know much about wines. I don't know anything about wines. I mean, you could literally put grape juice in a glass and I probably wouldn't know the difference. But I'm...
Which is why they have these things. But you can learn.
Right. But I'm okay admitting that.
Right.
I have no problem saying I have no idea. Could you pour me a little bit in there and I'm going to drink it and I'll tell you if I like it or I don't. But there are some people that don't know much about wines and they try and pretend to Kennedy.
Yeah, there was lots of swirling and sniffling and so going on.
I had this idea on the way to the wine expo. I stopped in Johnny Food Masters and I picked up a gallon of grape juice, and I took it to the wine expo and we set it up on the mixed table in wine glasses.
Did you really?
Yes.
How did I miss this?
And we did it as kind of like a blind taste test, and we just had the street team telling people that it was like this new diet wine that we were just sampling, and we wanted to get people's thoughts on the wine, which indeed is flat out Welch's 100% grape juice.
It's wicked light. It's almost, it's very fruity. Super fruity. I'm trying to think of like raspberry, apple. I would totally drink this. This is good stuff. It tastes like apple juice to me. It's yummy. I almost want to put ice in it. I'm sorry. Bread, I never put ice in bread, but I would.
Did you find the people with the rosiest cheeks to do this for you?
Some of them, yeah. The ladies have their opinions, but the guys are not afraid to tell us what they think either about what they think is some sort of diet wine, which indeed is grape juice.
Light, fresh, pretty good. Vitamin C, yeah, I like it. I'd have it on a hot summer day just to cool off with. It's very tasty, very refreshing.
Yes, it's very. It's a what year grape juice is that? I think it's a 2004 grape juice. Here's another one.
It's very nice.
Yep.
After dinner, maybe it's very good with the a dessert. Enjoy with maybe some pastry or something like that.
After dinner, it's a dessert wine.
It would taste very good with pastry. I agree.
I love grape juice and pastry.
So do I.
The first one though is really my favorite. Is there one more besides? Do we have one other one? It's a short one.
I would feed that to my children.
It tastes like juicy juice.
It is.
She caught us.
Busted.
Yeah, she thought it was juicy juice.
You must have caught her as soon as she walked in.
Yeah, she hadn't had anything to drink yet. But she had the wrong juice, though. She thought it was juicy juice. It was Welch's grape. But the first lady I thought was funny.
It's wicked light. It's almost...
It's wicked light.
It's very fruity.
Really?
Super fruity. I'm trying to think of like raspberry.
It has a nutmeggy taste.
I would totally.
There's
drink
a hint
this.
Of cinnamon.
This is good stuff. It tastes like apple juice to me. It's yummy. I just want to put ice in it. I'm sorry. Bread. I never put ice in bread, but I would.
I mean, straight up grape juice.
Did they swirl it around too?
Yeah.
Was
there any of that? Oh, and some people would put the glass. You know how you hold
warm
under
it up
the glass.
A little bit. Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Oh yes, it's a nice vintage, and the aroma carries through.
You're a terrible person.
I am. I apologize. I felt so bad. not really. I kind of enjoy that. All right, hang on just a minute. David Wade with the news coming up next. And boy, last night, if you watched some football, it went down to the wire. I think I've lost a few fingernails. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy will be right back.
Mix 104.1.